Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi, Ivy. This is Krishna calling. How are you?
I'm doing good, ma'am. And you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm calling because I was a little puzzled about the charges that showed up on my credit card. And when I placed the order for the KitchenAid, it stated that the government had these extra KitchenAids and they were just trying to get rid of them. And so they were being sold for $1.95. So when I clicked on the site, all it provided me was for me to put my information, my name, you know, and then my credit card information. And then when I look on my account, I'm seeing way more than what the KitchenAid stated. It didn't state anything about no membership. It didn't even state that I was going to be charged all this extra money. So I was confused. So that's why I'm calling. I'm like, I don't even want this because the ad is false advertising.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. I've located the account here. I see that you're refunded for the $56.95.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see that you do have the KitchenAid.
But
you should still be getting that.
Okay, if it comes, I'm going to return it.
We do not accept returns, ma'am.
So what happens with it?
You can either keep it to yourself, or you can give it to a family member, give it to a friend, or you can donate it.
I mean, but you guys don't want this back?
No, ma'am.
That's okay. But you guys are refunding me.
Yes, ma'am. We refunded you the $56.95 charge.
Mm-hmm. And then there was also a $7.95 charge.
That was for the shipping and handling for the KitchenAid.
Okay. So the KitchenAid itself was $56.95?
No, ma'am. The KitchenAid is $7.95 for the shipping and handling charge. The $56.95 is for the membership to the Gadget website, where we send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our website.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, no, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's...
Because, yeah, it was, I did not know all of this because of, like I said, when I clicked on the website, it didn't say all of this extra stuff at all. All it provided me was the link for me to put my name, my address, and then to pay. That was it. It didn't say anything about membership or, you know, or what you're saying, you know, this is for you to use on our website. Nothing like that.
And yes, ma'am. It would be in the terms of services before the customer could complete the order. They would have had to check a box that they were over the age of 18 and that they understood the terms before the order could have been placed. And the terms would have been either in a brief paragraph or would have taken you to the main website where the terms and the conditions are. And it would take you directly to the clause that's most important.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't do that for me. So that's what I'm saying. I didn't see that. All it provided for me was for me to put my name and my address. And then it took me to where you could put your credit card number in securely. That was it. That was all. So...
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Well,
and the refund should go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.